Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week my guests are Randy Pitchford, Christy Pitchford, and Brett Loudermilk. Now, you guys probably already know Randy as the CEO and one of the co-founders of Gearbox Software, but this week we're not talking about Gearbox. We're talking about the Peacock Theater, which is a very cool old vaudeville-style variety show type theater that the Pitchfords have built in their home. And they're going to be doing a whole lot of fun and interesting things there. Some of you guys might even get a chance to go take in a show or two. You just never know. Check this out. This is a fun interview. These guys are having a good time here in Frisco, and they're bringing some cool things to the town. All right, guys, welcome to the show. I've got Randy and Brett here with us on the Frisco Podcast. Thank you guys very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Woo! Glad to be here.
Randy, people know you generally around town as the CEO of Gearbox, but we're going to talk about something different today. We'll come back and talk about Gearbox another time because you guys have something really interesting happening out of your home here in Frisco, and that is the Peacock Theater. So I'm going to let you cue it up and tell people what the Peacock Theater is and how did this even come about?
The Peacock Theater is a private, intimate setting theater for variety arts and live entertainment in Frisco, Texas. It seats about, maximum capacity is about 100 people. And we get really interesting and awesome acts that come in and blow people's minds.
And I will attest to that. Wendy and I had a chance to go to the inaugural show, and it was fantastic. You guys had some incredibly talented people there. And one of those people also happens to be the creative director of the Peacock Theater, who's going to be working with you on an ongoing basis, and that is Brett Loudermilk. So, Brett, welcome to Frisco, even though I know you're not here full time.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, and we'll be going back and forth from here at Frisco.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you in town, and hopefully we can show you around when you're here and make sure you're not feeling too isolated from all the fun things happening out in L.A. But I'm sure Randy's going to keep you busy at the theater. First of all, why don't we start with a question for Randy, and that is, why a theater in your home, and what got you going into the sort of magic-slash-variety show genre of entertainment?
I kind of lead a dual life. A lot of people in Frisco know me, of course, as the president and CEO of Gearbox Software, and there's a lot of folks that know me in the video game world through our video games that we create at Gearbox, but long before I ever made my first video game, I was a magician, and I lived in Hollywood, California, and I performed at a place called Wizards, which is a magic nightclub in Hollywood, and occasionally at the Magic Castle. And I think it's why I'm here. I think live performance and variety arts has given me more and taught me more about how to create entertainment on a large scale than any other experience I've had. And so I'm drawing from those roots and the love for variety arts and trying to bring that at a world-class level to our local community here in Frisco.
We're certainly excited to have that here. There's a fairly grassroots effort around the arts in Frisco. Frisco's done a lot of very good things for the community so far. One of the areas that I think most of us would agree we're lagging behind a little bit is in the arts. And as far as I know, there's nobody that's doing anything quite like this. It's mostly centered around music and visual arts and things like that so far. So this is going to be a very welcome addition to the arts community in Frisco.
I hope so. I hope so. Since we arrived, incidentally, since my company came to Frisco, I believe we are the largest single employer of artists in town, probably in all of Dallas, if you add it up. But certainly in Frisco. And art is important. It tells us something about ourselves, but it also is the source of commoditized joy and happiness. And joy and happiness is what makes life worth living. And if you've experienced any form of entertainment that's given you joy and happiness, you know what I'm talking about. But if you have not experienced live entertainment and variety arts like you yourself experienced at the Peacock Theater, you have no idea what you're missing. And we hope to bring that, both the inspirational value of that kind of experience, but also just the entertainment value of that kind of experience to the community.
Well, I have to admit, I had no idea what to expect coming to that show, but there was not a moment that I did not have a smile on my face. It was a really good time, and it definitely brought a lot of joy and happiness to a bunch of people that day. So how did you and Brett originally get connected, and how did you guys come to work together?
Brett, you want to take that one?
Sure, Randy. Of course I will. the Pitchfords and I, Randy and Christy and their son and I met in Los Angeles, I believe officially at an event called Beyond Brookledge. That's a three-day immersive variety experience that happens at the Mission Inn in Riverside, which is this beautiful city block-sized Spanish mission-style hotel. They came as attendees, and I was one of the performers there, and we hit it off, and we became fast friends.
More importantly, I think as Christy and Brett began talking about what we intended to do there, Brett's got a very unique experience. He's been all over the place, and he's interacted with a lot of different kinds of performance artists, from the kinds of people who make their living literally on the streets performing as street performers, to the folks that work in Ren Faires, all the way up to the folks that are doing big stuff on Cirque du Soleil shows in Vegas and other things like that. Like, at every level, Brett's had interactions with these kinds of shows and that kind of talent, and I think he has an eye for what's good and what isn't and what's interesting. When you take that experience and that eye and you couple it with a passion that wants to try to move things and wants to try to affect people, and you connect that with my wife Christy, who just wants to create and share joy and is willing to invest into that, magic literally happens, and that's what we're seeing here.
Some magic of more than one type unfolding before our very eyes, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, what Randy was saying, like my life experience is pretty unique as far as most people's are concerned. You know, I grew up in West Virginia. I decided I'm not going to do the normal thing. I'm going to be a performer. I was really interested in magic growing up. I learned how to swallow swords when I was 15. Dropped out of high school. I moved to New York City and became a street performer. Very quickly learned how to do that and exactly how hard it is to do that. And then moved from street performing into nightclubs, theaters, and I've headlined in a Vegas show and should be returning to Vegas shortly in another show. And I've, you know, traveled all over the world and met all these crazy people and been exposed to virtually everything. There's not a lot that I haven't seen or been a part of. And I think that gives me a lot of insight when it comes to putting together a show that's fit for the title of a variety show.
Well, you did a great job with the talent at the inaugural show, that's for sure. So if that's any indication of what's to come, I think we have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff out there.
I'm still trying to get, I can't remember her name, but the one that did sort of the cat routine.
Yeah, Lindsay Benner.
Well, she was fantastic, and it was just so entrancing to watch her.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she really was. She was completely in character the entire time and just absolutely nailed it. So we were laughing about that for a long time after.
She's one of those people that's like a variety superhero. She's such a strong person on stage and has a variety of different characters and acts that she does. If you come back and she's there again, she's likely going to be doing something completely different and that's just as amazing, if not more.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll definitely look forward to seeing more of her, hopefully, at the Peacock Theater. While we're here, we want to come back to the theater, but I also want to talk a little bit to Christy, who's in the room with us, Christy Pitchford.
Hello.
Hi there. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your role in the theater and what you're going to be doing there as well?
I guess I imagine that I'm more of a facilitator. I'm the one that talks to Brett and collaborates, and we talk about, like, what kind of shows we want to do. You know, we're deciding, when you came to the opening show, you know, we brought talent from out of town. So those were our friends from Los Angeles and out of Austin and stuff. So what we also want to do is we want to cultivate local talent and get people that are closer to home, maybe Dallas, Frisco, to come and perform too. What Brett and I want to do is we want to start seeing what's here, holding auditions, you know, offering the venue up to people to hone their acts. And that's really my interest. I mean, I love having my friends out to perform, and we're absolutely going to continue doing that. There's such incredible talent. But we really want to do local stuff, too, and encourage more interest in variety arts locally.
Yeah, and I think you have places like New York and Los Angeles where people move there to be closer to the arts and to dive into that world. And in Frisco and in Dallas, there are artists there. And there are people that do crazy things and cool things but there's not a lot of places to showcase that. And there are a lot of people that are starting out and want to move on and do crazy things and maybe possibly perform for a living. And one of the things that I want to do is help people create a really strong act and something that could put them on the road, that they could travel the world with and spread whatever message they have or whatever idea they want to get across to as many people as they can.
Very good. Well, you definitely hit on something that is close to home for a lot of people in Frisco, and that is the need for more places to be an outlet for the creative talent that we have here. It is something we know we are sorely lacking, and there are definitely a lot of people working on bringing more of that to the city, and that becomes increasingly important as well because we've got so many people that are moving to Frisco from California and from other parts of the country where they're used to having more access to those things. And while there's perhaps more of it down in Dallas, you know, we don't always want to have to truck that far down the road just to go see some good some talent of some kind or another.
Yeah, you know, 45 minutes is a commitment.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a lot worse. Let me tell you guys will get used to the Dallas North Toll Road. Now, I know it's not Los Angeles.
Yeah, I live in L.A.
But I promise, I've had my 2 and 3 hour commutes on the toll road when there's an accident in traffic, and yeah, it can get pretty bad. So if we can have that right here in Frisco, where that's less likely to happen, we're very happy to make that the case. So let's talk a little bit about the theater itself, because it was an absolutely beautiful setup you guys have in there. Who was responsible for designing all of that? And tell everybody the story about the stained glass peacocks.
The design of the theater evolved. It started from being inspired from a theater that we love. It's a private theater, an intimate theater that's known as Brookledge. Brett earlier mentioned the Beyond Brookledge event where we'd met. Brookledge is a place in Los Angeles that was the former home and estate of Floyd Thayer. Floyd Thayer was a magician around the turn of the century that became famous for creating some of the best crafted magical apparatus in the world for the performers of that era. And as he retired, he traded homes with a family called the Larson family. And the Larsons, this man was a performer and a lawyer, and he loved magic. And his family eventually founded the Academy of Magical Arts. They created Genie Magazine, which is now the oldest magic magazine in the world. And they used the Brookledge Homestead. Now, part of the Brookledge Homestead is a theater that Floyd Thayer and then later the Larsons used to host variety shows just like the kind you experienced when you came to the Peacock Theater. And in Hollywood at the time, it was difficult for the, you know, Hollywood was blowing up for being Hollywood, for movies and motion pictures. It was difficult for the famous people in Hollywood to be able to experience live entertainment without getting hassled by paparazzi or to try their own material in a safe and comfortable environment. And Brookledge sort of became the secret underground venue for variety arts for the Hollywood elite. It's actually going on today. Erica Larson, one of the descendants of the Larson family, who is the former president of the Academy of Magical Arts, has brought Brookledge back to life. And it's just a wonderful place with so much history. Orson Welles has performed in that theater. Rita Hayworth has performed in that theater. It's just an incredible place. And of course, people today. I was there not too long ago and got to see Moby do a bit. And right after that, I don't want to name drop, but lots of cool people hang out there. So that theater is the inspiration. It's a smallish theater. The Brookledge Theater has a maximum capacity of about 70 people. We made ours a little larger. Our theater can seat about 100 people. We also built it with modern sensibilities in mind, that old kind of vaudeville, almost Victorian influence, but with modern sensibilities in mind. So in addition to having a theater with a stage that can support more types of acts, with a 16-foot ceiling for jugglers that want to throw stuff way up high, to modern equipment with modern lighting and sound, really high-tech, state-of-the-art stuff. The design of the theater, the details of the theater, evolved as some of our friends got involved to help us kind of iterate the plan. Erica Larson herself, who I mentioned, came out and she had some great notes which affected the control room and audience flow a bit. A friend of ours, Michael Carbonaro, who currently has a television show on True TV called The Carbonaro Effect, which I highly recommend if any of your listeners haven't seen it. It's an amazing show where he uses magic methods to do basically a candid camera prank show and just like melt people's brains thinking the impossible is happening in real life. It's super fun to watch. Definitely check that out. But he came over and he helped us fix a key element to how the whole interaction between where the talent can get onto the stage and where the stage is. And this resulted in a secret passageway being created that allows access between the green room and the backstage. And we call that the Carbador. He named it actually after himself. Michael Carbonero named the Carbador after himself. But it was really good innovation that helped the flow and the design a lot. Inside the theater itself, there's all kinds of fun things. For example, to get into the place, you have to walk through the bar area. I don't know if you noticed, but on the wall of the bar was on one of the walls was a wallpaper. And this wallpaper was given to us by Irene Larson. It was 50 years old. She found it. She found an extra roll of it. This was the wallpaper she used originally in the Magic Castle when her brother-in-law Milt built the Magic Castle. And the wallpaper, there's still bits of it in some of the dressing rooms backstage in the main theater, but it was in the bathrooms and elsewhere in the Magic Castle. And some of the performers that have performed at the Magic Castle over the years, they just feel a warmth and fondness and kind of home when they see that wallpaper on the wall there. And it's a wallpaper that depicts magicians. It's almost a parodying magicians from the golden age of magic. Also on that wall, I'm not sure if you noticed, there was a poster of Alexander, the man who knows, this guy in a turban with a crystal ball who clearly looks like some kind of mind reader. If you watch closely, you may have noticed that the eyes will follow you on that poster.
And, oh, wow. And
some guests have even reported that occasionally the crystal ball will change. Instead of being an empty crystal ball, will actually show a playing card in it, and it might happen to be a playing card that was part of an effect done by a strolling magician earlier in the night. There's that kind of stuff throughout the place. The back two rows in the theater are permanent chairs that are actually the original chairs from the close-up room at the Magic Castle in Hollywood. They were originally built in 1929. Everyone from Johnny Carson to Neil Patrick Harris has sat in those chairs. And I was able to get them from the Magic Castle when I donated to Milt some money to help him refurbish that close-up room. The chairs were in bad shape. I had them restored. We sandblasted all the original iron framework. We scrubbed and sanded and polished and refinished all the wood and reupholstered the chairs themselves. And they're just incredible now. Great. They were actually in great shape. They just needed really a good cleaning and being taken care of. There's a lot of other interesting features, including some gimmicks and things behind the bar. I don't know if you noticed, but there was an old, really interesting looking bottle. It's rumored that the bottle once belonged to a madam who ran a brothel in Frisco. And the story is that she died in that house of ill repute, and her ghost haunted the place. In fact, that the location of that was crossed over the property of the Peacock Theater. And some folks have said that bottle's enchanted and have seen it actually float and pour drinks, her including her favorite drink, wine. Maybe the next time you visit the Peacock Theater, you can see for yourself the enchanted bottle float around and fill a wine glass.
I would love to see that. In fact, it sounds like there's a lot of Easter eggs and little things to be looking for the next time around that we
do. There are. Did you happen to see the dematerialization when you were there?
I did. That was fascinating. Yeah, talk a little bit about that. That's separate from the theater, but it's still a part of your home, right?
That's right. So the dematerialization chamber is unbelievable to behold, because you see a person go into this chamber and they literally vanish before your eyes. It looks like a Star Trek beam me up, Scotty kind of thing, but it's happening in real life. And that chamber is actually one of the places where people can access, and only people like me can access, some of the secret passageways that exist in the home, which, as you know, looks like a castle.
Yeah, it does. And it's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Fantastic place. Was it your son that went in the chamber?
It was either my son or Brett. Those are the two that did it the most that night. So you probably saw one of them do it.
Okay, well, either way, they both made it back okay. So
yes. We're
in good shape there. And last but not least, there are the stained glass peacocks
in
the theater.
Yes.
And there's a little story behind those too, right?
Yeah, so the Peacock Theater premise came you know, Christy just loves peacocks, and they look great, and they show their feathers, and the idea of like peacocks showing their feathers became a good symbol for talent trying things out and in an intimate audience taking risks and daring and just trying to blow minds. And so that's where the Peacock Theater kind of got its name. And once settled on that, we thought, how to adorn it, how to have the peacocks make a presence. It turns out, do you know the king by any chance? Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. If you go to Graceland and you look in his home, it's absurd. It is only the kind of home that the king could have. It turns out in his living room, he has these giant stained glass windows that divide the living room from the entry of Graceland. And these stained glass windows feature giant peacocks. The stained glass windows in the Peacock Theater are replicas of Elvis Presley's stained glass windows.
It seems oddly appropriate that Elvis would have had those in his home. But they fit nicely into the theater. They actually look very nice there. So
they're not exact replicas. We put our own style to it. But if you look at the two side by side, you can feel the influence directly.
All right. So let's talk about some of the shows and the plans for the theater. And Brett, I'm guessing this one's going to go to you since you get to be the creative director and bringing in all of that talent. But how often do you guys plan to do shows? What kinds of things can we look forward to? What's in store for everybody?
Oh, man, we're going to do all kinds of things. We're talking about the date for the next show that we're doing. We haven't decided on a solid one yet because we have a really awesome special guest that he's got quite a busy schedule. So we're trying to figure out what day works best for him, and then we're going to work around that.
I'll say it, Brett, because he's thrown me under the bus by saying things about stuff I've been working on with him on his podcast. A friend of mine is Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and Penn wants to come to Frisco and do a show for us, and he and maybe some of his friends will be coming out. We're trying to sort out when the best time is for that. If the timing works, it might be the next show we do. If not, we'll definitely get him out for some other show, but I can't wait. He's been in the theater before. He's been in the Peacock Theater. He's been to Frisco, and he's made it clear he wants to do the thing. But he's not the only one. There's lots of great folks that we can't wait to get around. But if he'll be available for the next timing, then we'll get him in there, and then the hope is to do it once a month.
One of the exciting things about what you're going to see every time you go is that you don't know what you're going to see when you go. So we kind of keep the roster on the down low, and when you show up, you know, you might see an old favorite, you might see something completely new, you might see something that you've never seen ever in your life, and you're probably never going to want to see it again. Who knows? We like to mix things up and give you a variety of emotional experiences.
I would say that was accomplished in the first show as well, by the way.
Oh, good. Good.
It was awesome in every respect, but, you know, there were a few things that took a while to get out of my head. So.
Right? Like, have you ever seen so much saliva?
No, not up that close anyway.
Right, we'll leave that to your listeners' imaginations to wonder what the heck that means.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the sexiest part of the show, I think. Yeah, we're just going to do all kinds of things. Some of the shows will be themed. You know, we may have a night that's all burlesque, and it's, you know, it'll be the best burlesque dancers in the world that will be there. We might have a show that's mainly music. You know, we're still in the infancy stages of developing the program of the theater. But it's very exciting, and it's a fresh palette, and I can't wait to like create a rich history there.
Okay, very good. So there's no real set frequency though. It's not going to be planned on necessarily a monthly basis. It'll be
we're going to try to do once a month, schedule dependent, because you know the Pitchfords are very busy. I'm also pretty busy. It's going to be one of those things that we're going to try our hardest to get like a solid date every month, but you know it may wane back and forth.
Yep. I want to get into a cadence where the theater is used more frequently than once a month. I think the official shows where we invite our guest list will be about once a month. But in addition, I'd like to, as we cultivate local talent, and if there's any people with talents that are listening and that want to try to figure out how to get a hold of us, I want to get to a point where local talent every other 2 week interval can use the theater, can invite their guests and can try things maybe that are still in process, still being worked on, and depending on how it goes, could then book that for the main shows. I'd like that theater to be used for its purpose, which is to further the growth and cultivation of a variety art scene here. in the area.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because it's a wonderful facility, but it also begs the question, how do you manage that when you've built something like that as a part of your home?
That's a work in progress. we're figuring that out as we go. We've had a couple of shows now, and fortunately, up to this point, our guest list has been friends of ours in the government, the Frisco government, friends of ours here at Gearbox and local, in addition to, you know, you came to one of them and stuff. So it's people, it's trusted people that we've had in our house, so we haven't been too concerned about it. But we do find that people tend to like to roam through the house. And so we're definitely working on, you know, okay, what's the best way if we want to make this more inclusive to give people access to the theater without giving them access to our entire house. So we're getting there.
Fair enough. We'll follow back up with you on that a little bit down the road. But I was wondering about that because I'd come every week, but I don't think you want me hanging out in your house all the time.
So. The thing is, you discovered the whole place is really built for entertaining. And even though, you know, for the last couple shows we've done, a huge percentage of the visitors really wanted to explore the place. I haven't been bothered by that. It's fine. It's kind of part of the experience. That said, a more kind of managed traffic flow with guests will allow us to invite wider range of guests and maybe people that we don't know, people that we might meet through becoming patrons of the theater. And that's, to me, that's part of the dream.
In sharing that dream with others, I think one of the best things we can do is not only extend to them the opportunity, if they're a person of talent, to come out and possibly perform there or hone their craft, but how do the rest of us get involved? How do you want people to reach out to you, either to perform, to contribute in some way? What does that look like from your standpoint?
Well, if you're talent and you would like to let us know what you can do and see if you can use the theater or maybe even perform one night, you should email us at peacock@pitchfordhome.com. And if you want to be a guest, well, you should be really, really nice to Christy.
I manage the guest list, so that's very true.
All right, everybody, you just got the inside scoop, the only inside scoop you really need if you want to go and get invited to see the theater. Okay, so anything else in terms of, are you looking for other people to donate in any way or otherwise get involved, volunteer, anything like that that people might take part in? Or is it really just come on out when you get the invite, see the shows, and if you're talented, try to come perform?
Volunteers are great for some things. I am looking for someone, maybe there's an enthusiastic theater person in one of the, like a community college or high school that would love to just dig deep in our equipment. We have some incredible lighting equipment and sound equipment that can do a lot more than what I have time to master. And it can be programmed with all kinds of great effects. Somebody would really love to dig in, learn that equipment, develop some skills using that equipment because maybe they're just fascinated by it, or maybe they want a career as a stage manager or a technology manager for stage shows. That's a great place to get some really valuable experience and build some credibility in that. They can get a hold of us again at peacock@pitchfordhome.com and let us know they want to try to figure that out. And if we like each other, we'll let you do that. Down the road, there might be some ways where we open up avenues where patrons of the theater can help make the entertainers' lives easier. Christy and I aren't really looking to profit from the experience. We're looking to create experiences and create joy and happiness and just have a fun place for our friends and for talent to hone their skills and craft. That said, entertainers, the best of them dedicate their lives to their craft and everyone's got to eat. So we might create some methods where patrons can donate things to the talent or there might be some charity auctions or things that help the talent get an income from their experiences at the theater beyond what Christy and I can help them out with.
Well, we're all for helping out in that regard and getting the word out when that time comes, so please let us know. Guys, thank you very much for coming on to talk about the theater. It is truly a wonderful thing you're doing in Frisco. Very happy to have you here. Brett, let us know when you're back in town. Want to make sure you're comfortable and that you're making some friends here in Frisco.
He loves comedy clubs, so anything that you can suggest.
Love them.
With regards to comedy clubs, he's down.
Love them.
You got it. I actually know of a couple here in town, so we'll definitely get you out and show you around.
Perfect.
And if you guys want to look up, his name is Brett Loudermilk. And you're going to find all kinds of interesting things about sword swallowing and other fun stuff that Brett does. He's very, very talented. Excellent MC for the theater as well. Randy, I know we're going to be seeing you around town, you and Christy both. So thank you guys for being a part of the community and, helping to support the arts here.
Thanks for having us on your show.
You bet, guys. We'll talk to you soon. And for everybody that's listening, if you have any questions or you want to reach out, it was peacock@pitchfordhome.com.
You got it.
And we'll link all this up in the show notes so you guys can find out more about the Peacock Theater. We'll talk to you next week.